Hi everyone, I'm Lula.
And I'm Jude.
And welcome to the first episode of season two of Just Friends.
Yeah. Season two, baby.
International edition.
Yeah, that's. Yeah, we're like actually, we've been like recording virtually in so many random places like Arizona,
I
Hawaii, and
know.
now like
This doesn't even
Copenhagen.
feel that weird though.
No.
Like, it feels weird because we had a little 1 week break. But in terms of like being international, I don't know. I'm just like, okay, this is how we've been doing it.
We literally took 1 week off. What's wrong with us?
Should we take another week off?
Like, no, I've missed this. I've
Yeah.
missed.
No, I don't think anything's wrong with us. I think
But
it's
it's.
because it's not work to me at all.
No, it's just fun.
You know? Like,
But
I'm
it
like,
is just funny.
yeah, it's hysterical. But I'm like, it's so fun. I
No,
get
it
to
is.
like
It's good.
talk to Jude in a microphone. Like,
Oh,
okay.
I get to hear your sexy voice. I feel like we should do an ASMR edition of this podcast. I'll say it.
Okay. No.
Yes.
Nah.
Please.
No. See, that doesn't even work. I can't even hear you. Jude is
No. Okay.
whispering into the microphone and
You
it sounds
can't
like
even hear.
nothing. No.
Pobrecito.
Okay. Moving
Okay.
on.
So I feel like we should kind of introduce the new structure of the season.
Do we know
No.
it? Okay, I can't wait.
Okay, basically
Okay.
the general gist is that we still want to maintain some sort of structure. So we're going to do a high-low buffalo, but that's going to be the episode. So they're hopefully going to be a little bit shorter, but we're going to shift what buffalo means in this. So instead of what usually it was, both of us bringing in a random thing from a day, we still might bring something in random from that day. It might be something random that we've learned, or even something, a random topic that we wanted to research, but we're going to bring in a topic or a story or a quote that like we're going to delve deeper into. So in some ways, if you want to think about it, you can think about it as like high, low, and then like geeking out has kind of become to Buffalo, and it's going to be a little bit more casual rather than us having to like grapple with these massive existential topics every episode.
Rather than us having our quarter life crisis weekly on
Every
air.
episode.
I think that's a good plan. I
Yeah.
love that plan, actually. Yeah, I think also we're going to play with some little like catching up episodes every now and then.
Yeah.
For example, I think today is kind of going to be a mixture of catching up through a high low buffalo. We don't know.
So prepared.
Yeah. Part of our thinking with this was that, like, we always have so much to say about the buffalo, like each other's, and then feel like we've been talking for 40 minutes and are like, we didn't go into the actual episode. And then it's like, what do you mean? Like, that could be the episode and kind of
Yeah.
is. And yeah, I think also just hearing back from literally every single listener who responded, like, loves High Low Buffalo. So, and we do too. I don't know. And we're still gonna have guests.
We still have guests. And also, one last piece for me is like, I realized I really don't like education, but I really like learning. And so I think that's honestly some one of my biggest takeaways from my semester here. And like, I think that having a place where I can go learn things that I'm wanting to learn. Like, I really want to do an episode on stars because I love looking at stars, but I know nothing about stars. So I kind of want to like geek out about that. But like, I don't feel like our season one structure kind of allowed that like freedom to go like actually s research something and then bring something and talk about it with you. And so I'm excited for that too.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
Hello, Buffalo.
High low buffalo. Who wants to go first?
I can start, I think.
Okay, good. I cannot.
Okay. My high is a feeling, and it's contentment. I don't know. I think I've always undervalued contentment in my life. I don't think that contentment is something that I've strived for. Like, I've always, like, it's kind of the opposite of working. Contentment is looking around and being content with what you have. I think that I'm pretty peaceful right now. I've been biking everywhere. I've been like hanging out at this place called La Banchina or La Banquina, which is just like a dock. And you like get a bottle of wine and you just sit by the dock and you just like live and you be in the moment. And my classes are engaging. Like, I just would say that in general, my brain is not like how do I get out of this situation? Or how do I make this situation better? Or like, what am I not doing that I need to be doing? It's like, oh, I'm living. Like the end. And that might be like super obvious and simple to a lot of people who are listening. But for me, that's like revolutionary. Like I was telling this to one of my home friends, shout out Kira. Woo! Kira. And like, she was like, so you were relaxing?
True.
And I was like, and so I think that has been really magical. And I think the reason I wouldn't say I'm happy is because I don't feel like I have an emotional connection here yet that brings out the true source of happiness that I need. So like, I think I need like a peer like you, or like many of my close friends, and like a relationship to be happy. And maybe that's like, oh my God, you can't, like, why are you like deriving happiness from others? That might be incorrect, but I don't think that's how I see it. I think it's like, I like connecting with people, and I like connecting with like real people that like I authentically enjoy. So I'm really content, and I'm really happy about being content.
Yay. That sounds really good. It sounds like, not to put this on you, so correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like what you've been needing in a lot of ways.
It's what I've been trying to find.
Right.
Like, I think this whole, like, the being alone in Arizona, like, has allowed me to be alone here and, like, be content about that. But I've just, like, been, like, searching for it. They also just know, I mean, I feel like Amsterdam also has it out, but they got life down here.
Yeah.
Like, yep. I don't, like, they just, like, everything is just so simple. Like, I don't know.
And everyone is so happy. Like,
yeah.
Something I've been noticing so much is I'm like, everyone is so kind, like goes out of their way to help people. And like, I remember on like the second day I was here or something, this man like would not stop staring at me on the metro. And I was like, oh my God, my first like experience. And he was like, didn't speak English, but he was trying to tell me that like my money was falling out of my pocket. And I was like, oh, literally reality check. Because if like, I don't know, that's such a small thing. But I just feel like literally every single day, multiple times a day, I'm like so like positively surprised by strangers, which is just awesome.
Doesn't it also want to make you better?
Yeah, I'm actually going to go into this in my Buffalo, I think, the whole stranger thing. So I'm going to stop talking about it. But yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Lit.
Okay. Honestly, and this is so great, I have so many things I could say for a high. But I think I'm going to try and like put them all into one like bucket, which is just, maybe I'll go based on what you said, I'll do like a high that's a feeling thing. Feeling very like proud of myself for like, it's also because my low is quite low. But right now just feeling very like, yeah, I'm like bodying. You know what I mean? Like that. I'm just like, feel like I'm really like, I don't know. I don't think I was ever really anxious about going abroad in a way that I thought that I would be. Like, there was no way to imagine like daily life or like the weird things that would be like stressful or like hard to navigate, etc. And I just feel like, whatever, get into it in my low. But I feel like the fact that I have so many highs a week in or like 10 days in makes me like very, very proud. Like I'm like, I've like put myself in situations that are like putting myself out there and like meeting a ton of new people and like really argued with the program to like get me in better housing and like all of this stuff, which is are things that I don't necessarily do at home. Or just like when I'm in a comfortable situation. I don't know if I'm making any sense. I just think like,
no, you are. You're pushing yourself.
Yeah, which I think is awesome.
You're growing.
Yeah. And I just like literally love this city so much. Like, I am just like, the canals are the
Yes.
most serene. Like, it is impossible to not be calm. I don't even
Yeah.
know how else to put it. Like, it is insane how crazy just like walking around, like the
Do
environment.
people just like sit on the canals and
Yes.
like hang out
Yeah.
and just chat?
Like
Yeah.
nonstop. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. It's just beautiful. It's a beautiful place. I'm like very happy. Yeah. Majorly, I will say I'm very happy. I definitely am like, the emotions are for sure a bit tumultuous. There's definitely like a roller coaster going on. Like, I definitely haven't felt the whole like, okay, I'm stable. Like, I don't think I felt your relaxed thing
Yeah.
yet. I'm definitely more in like a, oh my God, I'm really emo right now, or I'm like euphoria. I'm still like balancing it out. But overall, very good.
I want you to respond to this because for me, I think part of the reason I feel so stable is that I'm listening to myself for the first time in a very long time, where like I literally have no one, like zero people in my life that I feel responsible for in any capacity. I don't have to be at home at a certain time. I don't have to see this person at a certain time. Like, it's literally just me exploring a city. And that brings a lot of like peace to me because it's like, oh, what do I want to do today? And I really sit and I think and I'm like, oh, I want to go to a museum, or oh, I want to go work out, or I want to go to La Banquina. Like, it's like I really get to listen. Do you feel like you have that, or it, like you've been pushing yourself, you've been growing, you've been doing things that kind of are outside of your comfort zone, it sounds like? Is that,
yeah, that's
does that,
accurate.
do you think that's part of the reason that you're not stable? Is there a reason that you're choosing to do that?
Well, again, I'll explain more in my low, but I think that I moved housing. Like, I've been here for 10 days and I moved housing 5 days in. So for the first like almost a week, I was just like, of like classic me, like not unpacked. Like, that was probably going to happen anyway. But just like, I don't know, really emphasizing the whole like environmental influence on emotions, et cetera. Like, being in a place that I was really not happy and like not settling down definitely has made everything feel like, whoa, those 5 days were hell. And like, these 5 days are amazing. But I also was going to say, like, part of my high and like proud of myself thing is like really doing things alone. Like, really being comfortable doing things alone is like, I don't feel that at school. I was just
Me
thinking
neither.
about like the general anxiety around like eating a meal alone that exists in like
Yes.
literally, I think, every Yalie. I don't think, well, I was going to say, I don't think I can name anyone who like enjoys eating a meal alone in the dining hall and like being seen being eating alone. But now I'm like, maybe I can name two. But it's also like definitely uncommon. I think it's definitely like overarchingly uncomfortable. And I just at school like never really get excited about doing something alone. Like, I'm always like, this is going to be a little embarrassing or a little anxiety inducing, or I don't know, just like feeling judged, which obviously is probably partly me projecting. But whatever. Here I like actively am excited to be like, I'm going to go to a new part of the city. It's an hour and a half away. I have no idea how to get there or what I'm going to do when I get there. And I can't wait. Like, that is very new.
Yeah.
Like, that's a very new feeling. Yeah. Did that respond to anything you said?
Yeah, like, I mean, it resonates with me all. Like, I feel like a lot of, I mean, even the eating alone, I used to like at college, like take my meals when I wanted to eat alone into my room, because
Same.
it's just like, I didn't want to be like, feel like I need to talk to people that I know. I didn't want to like be perceived, like, I just wanted to be in my own, like, I wanted to be alone.
Yeah.
And like, I ate alone in a restaurant for the first time in Copenhagen, and it was so freeing and like so incredible, and I loved it. Like, it was such a highlight.
I'm gonna do that this week. That sounds awesome.
It's so good. It's so fun. And like, no phone, just like in your own head, looking around, such good people watching. Ugh, I just, but like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. It's really nice to be alone. And it's nice that like, we like being alone. Like, that's cool.
That's the hugest thing. I think that's the biggest, like, you texted me something like that on like the third or fourth day or something for me. And I was definitely not there yet. Like, I was definitely like SOS. like, I was just like, okay, good for you. No, but I think like, yeah, it's
shut the fuck up.
No. It's more than the just like, I like being alone. It's that I like that I like it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all to say, yeah. I've also met some people here who I like really, really love so far. Like, and I think it's very interesting because I find myself not having a ton of alone time. This is going to go into my Buffalo, actually. So bookmark. We'll circle back.
Okay.
Do you want to do lows?
Well, I'm going to go to my low, which is kind of related, okay. Which is honestly, I hate freshman orientation vibes. Like, I like texted you that the first day I got here. It's just like, it is so not authentic. Like, it's just everyone trying to like meet everyone and like kind of put on some facade, and it's just icky, and I don't want to participate in it, and like, I don't find it interesting. And if I like being alone, then I'd rather like be alone than participate in something I don't like. And so I'm not, but also like, I do want to meet people, and there are cool kids in my program who I have met, but like, I'm trying to like not participate in such an active way. And although I'd say I'm doing it relatively successfully, it's also just kind of like cringe. Like, I just don't like, it just feels so icky and superficial.
Yep.
And so, and it's, I get it. Like, on like a, it makes sense. Like, on like a social evolutionary way. Like, of course, like, we're all don't know each other, and we all are trying to cling to new people and find bonds. But that's been a low, because it's also low, because even if you're not participating in it, and even if you know you're happy not participating in it, there's still a tiny piece of me which is like, well, am I supposed to be participating in it? Like, am I doing something wrong by not doing it? So I think I'm sometimes grapple with that, and that has been a low. But all of the benefits and all of the good things from not participating in it has like kind of like overwhelmed my the downs of the freshman orientation.
Good. I feel very similarly. That's definitely one of my lows, I think. Okay, I'll go into my low because I keep saying this. My low is in two buckets, I'll say. One bucket is just like very, is a life bucket. It's just whatever. Not whatever. It's just very sad. I had like a death in the family like a few days before I came, which was super jarring, and like didn't go to the funeral because it was like my one day to pack, because I only give myself one day to pack. And it was not near where I live, and that was super emotionally tough. Super weird leaving family for like the longest I've ever left family, with that being the setting. And it's also hard being here to process it, because I just feel very like, I don't know. I feel like I use the word disassociated way too much and in the wrong ways. But what I really mean is like, I really compartmentalize in my head. And I think that's part of why like going abroad felt so intangible. Like, now being at home feels so intangible. Like, it goes both ways. So I was just very
rough.
Do you
feel like being abroad has made it difficult to process those emotions then? Like, if you're saying compartmentalized, like,
that's what I mean. Like, I just feel like I can't even like, I don't know a word other than intangible, but I just like don't, I literally can't like put my head space there. Like, it just feels very foreign. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's just, yeah, whatever. Not going to analyze it too much. But that was super rough context. I think now somewhere like complainy lows, since we all love that. has been my program.
Banned.
My program. Okay. Here's the thing. I actually think the program is amazing. And I'm so grateful that they exist and that I can be here. By program, I mean like the organization that runs the study abroad group that I'm in, because it's not Yale. But here's the huge but. First of all, actually, this is so much. I have so much to say. Okay.
Go for it. I want to, because I also have thoughts about this. So we got to, okay. let me try and
go in some order. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll bounce off of what you said. The orientation, that was the most craziest fuck shit anyone has ever done. We all got off of a red eye, right? We've all getting off like our 8-hour flights, this group of 90 strangers. Everyone looks horrible, feels horrible, hasn't slept in days, so riddled with anxiety. They're like, okay, we're picking you up from the airport at 9 a.m., like in buses, which I'm like, that's nice. We don't have to figure out our own transportation. They come at 11:30 and everyone's flight has landed at like 7 a.m. so that they can like everyone's prepared to like get their bags and like go through passport, whatever control. So we're all in the airport for like 8, 9, 10, like 4.5 hours, not knowing where to go, not really like no food is open. And we all have to like start meeting each other in a way that's like, you look like a lost and confused college kid. Are you in my program? Like, actually insane. Then when they pick us up from the airport, they proceed to make us start orientation. So we don't even go into our housing until 5 that night. So like no one can like drop their stuff off. Like no one can like get water, like decompress for like 1 second. They're like, no, we're going to
shower,
start, like,
do anything.
Yes. They're like, no, we're going to start like lecturing to you about like how to ride a bike. And I'm like, yo, this is the last thing I want to be. Like, I can't be here right now. So that was insane. This also contributed to my delirium that night and my like huge low of the first day. I had like, honestly, probably the biggest panic attack I've had in like a year that night. Like when we got back, yeah, Jude's like wincing. When we got back to, and this goes back to the whole like I'm proud of myself thing. Like when you're in those very low moments, it's impossible to like remember how quickly they pass. Like I don't know, at least for me, I'm saying like when I feel super low, there's no part of me that can like get my head around the fact that like in a few days, even I'll be in a totally different headspace. Like it just feels insurmountable. But anyway, after this, like literally I'm probably on like 35 hours of not sleeping, because I also like just don't sleep on planes well. So I could not sleep on the red eye, whatever. And I was like so malnutrition and like dead. Got to my housing.
But at least you know how to ride a bike, right?
Right, barely. So got to my housing and that shit was in the middle of nowhere. And I think it felt like so bad just because of the mental state that I was in from that week and then that day. Like, I was like, but in my head, I was like, this is genuinely unacceptable. Like, I was like, I cannot stay here. And part of this whole weird...
Wait, like how far away? Because I have like an, okay, I just like have like an image of you going to like farmland.
50 minutes on like public transportation. Like there's a map of Amsterdam.
That's so
like
far.
It's like outside the line of Amsterdam, you know? Like it was genuinely, and I also have a bunch of 9 a.m.s. Like I was just like, I'm not going to be able to do this. And then I was like, let me calm down. I can think about it. Like I can be rational. We can get over this. Then I talked to everyone else who's dumped in that place. They're all moving in a week. They're all scheduled to move to a new location that's in the city center. That's like this hotel's partner program.
But you weren't?
No. There were like 4 of us who were just going to stay there. And I was like, what? So anyway, let's just say I used the system and I switched my housing. And thank God.
I mean, now you have to explain this.
So
I double click into that.
Double click.
You can't just say I played the system.
I went to like the housing coordinator and she was like, no, there's no room in the other housing, which is very, very real. like Amsterdam is in a crazy housing shortage. And that was part of my whole mindset this whole time. I was like, I really cannot be complaining about this. Like, there was this huge thing last year where UvA students, which is like the big college that I'm going to, like were like kicked out, like literally had to like drop their degree because their housing like kicked them out because there was such a shortage. So I was like, I knew I was going to be a commute to school. Like, I need to like be for real about this. It's not the end of the world until I find out that everyone else is fucking moving. And then I'm like, okay, this is the end of the world. So here's my finesse system. The housing coordinator is like, you can't switch housing, babe. She's like, there's no other rooms. And I'm like, okay, I'll take this upon myself. So I find this boy. This boy, I see him sitting with two kids who are in my current housing. And he is not. And I ask my new friends, I'm like, oh, who's that? Like, what's his deal? Where's he living? And my friends are like,
where's he living?
Yep. I was like, oh, who's that? Where's he living? And my friends are like, oh, he's living with us. But he like, first of all, kept staring at me. Second of all, both of his friends were in that college. Thinking Yale brain, in my building. So I was like, okay, now's my time. So I go over and I'm like, oh my God, hey, so nice to meet you. What's your name? Switch housing with me. And he's like, yep. The end.
Is that I don't is that how you said it? Like, is that
no,
how you
I
said
was
it?
Literally like, hey, what's your name? And then I talked to all of them. And then I was like, yeah, I recognize the other two of you from my housing. Like, where do you all go to school? And they like all go to the same school. I'm not going to out them. They all go to the same school. And they had like studied abroad together in the past. And this guy was like very sad that he wasn't with his friends. And I was like, dude, I'm very sad that I'm not with my friends. And I was like, I have to tell you a secret. I got permission to switch housing if I find someone who like wants my room. And he was like, okay, let's do it.
Okay. I want to open that story more. I want to open that story. But also, I'm okay. Well, I mean, when you told me the first time,
yeah,
and we can decide how much you want this. But like when you first told me, the way you explained it to me was like, I flirted him into doing it.
Oh, I think that's true.
The word you used. Yeah, because that's not how, like, and the way you just told that again, and I just want to be like, you didn't, it doesn't feel like you added, like, it sounds like he wanted to switch and you wanted to switch and it was easy. And if it was like that, then like, I don't really have that many feelings about it. Like, that was like just a lucky thing. But if you flirted with him and like were actively manipulating him to get you to switch, then I have feelings about it that I want to talk about. That I think is an interesting conversation, but yeah. I don't want to like,
no,
that might
we
not
can
be actually
talk
what
about
happened.
That. We can talk about that. I feel like both of those two things exist. I don't really feel like I actually manipulated him. Like, I've talked to him recently and he's been like, yeah, that was such a fair deal. Like, I'm so happy to be with my friends. Like, it wasn't like yeah.
Okay.
I will say a part of it is that like when he was like, before I was even like offered the idea of switching, when I was just like, oh, like I'm in West, but like, and I was like, I don't really like it that much. Like, I was very clear that I did not like it. I was not like selling it as an amazing place. Like, I was like, oh, I don't like it that much. He was like, very like, oh my God, like you deserve better. Like someone like you, like da 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 da.
Ooh, was it being chivalrous?
No,
or
I wouldn't
weird?
Use the word chivalrous. Anyway, hope he doesn't listen to this, I guess.
Yeah, hopefully not.
Okay.
If you did, you got played, kid.
I don't think he got played, though.
No, he didn't. He didn't. But I still want to talk
okay.
about this because I still have feelings and might as well. But we can cut it if you want. I don't know. I just think that, like, okay, so the way that you just share that story, it doesn't feel that problematic in general. Like, I don't actually have that many feelings about it. But I think that, like, my initial reaction when I heard that story was like, I don't know. I just think it opens an interesting conversation of, like, I don't know, like manipulation and like taking credit for manipulating. Like, I also like have like a huge issue with like girls saying like, I gaslit him. I was like, wait, 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 wait. I thought we were trying not to gaslight people. Like, that's like a thing, like, that's been used to oppress people. Like, let's not reclaim it. Like, it's not, that's the thing I think I'm struggling with, is when like people reclaim these like negative tactics to harm and hurt others and push people down, when like those have been harmed and pushed down to others. And like, I understand reclaiming a word. I understand reclaiming a title. But it's different than when you're like employing something that can harm others, because that's not what the goal of equality is. Like, now I'm going on like a little rant, but like, and I don't want to say that like I am proud of you. I think that you played the system very well, period. And I probably would have done something similar. Like, I would have been like, oh, I don't like my housing. I'm going to figure out a way to get a better housing. And like, I don't think you should feel any shame or any weirdness about that. But I'm pointing out that even the way, even the entire, everything you did was not problematic. The way you told me when you called me, I think was problematic. Just the how you told me it. Oh, like, I flirted with him and like, I thought like I convinced him and manipulated him to give it to me. Even though that might not actually be what happened, it feels like you're taking pride in techniques that have harmed you and people like you in the past.
I have and you're so doing many it to thoughts. Other people. I have so many thoughts on this.
Okay, but do you understand where I'm coming? And then I want you to respond. You can respond.
I understand where you're coming from. I just like don't agree with almost any of it.
Okay, that's why I thought it was going to be an interesting conversation.
Okay, first, I don't think it. Yeah, I think that when I told you I flirted with him or into my housing switch or whatever, I think you were like, you manipulated him. I don't feel like I manipulated him.
I put that on.
I think I could be remembering that wrong, but I also think just like I don't really use that word because I think I agree with you in the like. Why is anyone flexing that they manipulate someone ever? Unless they've like, whatever. I don't even know. Manipulating them back. No, I still don't get it. Anyway, I think if I'm already feeling objectified or just existing in a society where my identity is like innately going to be oppressed or subjugated for a plethora of reasons. Like, someone has already in their head put me in a box of like someone to flirt with because of my body. You know what I mean? Or like my face. Like, no words have been spoken from afar in their mind. And I'm not saying this is this kid, I'm just saying in general. In their mind.
No, yeah, I think this is more of a general conversation.
Yeah, sorry.
Conversation.
If you're listening to this, like, literally think you're nice and I think we both got what we wanted. Like, okay, moving on. I think otherwise, like, if I feel like I'm already going to be, like, I don't even know, kind of, like, subjugated. is that the right word? Like, if I'm already going to be viewed as, like, under someone because of our random identities that we happen to be born with, I don't really care about using that. Like, I feel like when it's a conversation about like a, and this is obviously all super binary and like heterosexual, which is fine because I feel like that's what we're talking about. If like a woman feels like she is going to be like objectified and like oppressed by a man because of the way she looks, and she uses that to get what she wants, I don't care at all. Like, I don't have an issue with it because I'm like, she didn't do anything other than exist to be put in a position where she was going to be like looked at like that or perceived like that. Like, a lot of it for me is like in my head when I think about it is like just like men like thinking they're better than women. I'll say super holistically, like either like smarter or like more powerful or whatever. And then women are put in the bucket of like less than and like attractive. And so if they like use how a man is seeing them as in like hot or like flirty or like sex appeal, whatever, to like get what they want. I keep saying get what they want. But I think it's really just like if they're acting how a man expects them to act, but like in their hearts, they know it's like for their own benefit. I'm like, yeah, use it.
Okay. Can I respond now?
Please, yes.
I think you said a lot of wise things. And I think my biggest like takeaway is that if you were born with something that you have no control with, like you shouldn't feel shame taking advantage of like the situation that you're put in, right? I think a lot of white guys have no shame taking advantage of all of the benefits they get, right? Of being a white man in this society.
Yeah.
The thing that I don't like about your take is that it puts the men as the only issue in this situation, and the women are just responding to it. And I don't think that's always true. And two, and this is the bigger piece, your perspective feels like it goes more into how can people interact with a system that is unfair.
Yes,
And that might
totally.
be a more realistic understanding of how the world works. I have a little bit more of a utopic and like futuristic view, which is like, if we keep doing that, we're not going to make progress. If girls continue flirting with guys to get what they want and whatever, and like kind of use their identity to get what they want, that's okay. But, and they're using the system in their own way for their own good and their own benefit. But at the same time, like, it doesn't. I don't think that's empowering. I don't think that that's like what guys should probably stop being creeps and stop
Right.
assuming that girls are flirting with them. Like that might be a good start.
Yeah.
Like I think that like it's not just like a problem that women are doing it or guys are doing it. It's that, like I think that men's behavior needs to change. I also
So
think
snaps, yeah.
women, but for that to happen, I don't want to put that. It's not a woman's job to change her behavior first before men can, but I don't think it helps when women play into the system that they don't like and that hurts them and pushes them below. And in some ways, I like as a white dude, I will never really understand what it is like to like constantly be objectified and be flirted with, even when I'm not trying to flirt with them. Like I understand there's like a ton of under like there's probably a reason that the easiest way. And the way that like society does work is girls play into the system, right? But it's just it aggravates me when it gets like the actual like action of doing something like that doesn't frustrate me. What really frustrates me is when they brag about it and reclaim a bad action. Like that's the thing that I don't feel comfortable with. Everything you said, I kind of agree with. But when you
Okay.
say I gaslit a dude,
I don't think,
no,
wait, I
do
didn't
not.
say that, right?
No, I know. I know. No,
Okay,
you did
just
not say that. I'm
clarify
not
for the
saying, no.
listener.
Yeah. But there are a lot of people in my life who do say, I gaslight a guy. And I always call them out because that's not why are you being proud that you made a human being? Forget if he's a guy or woman. I don't care who they are. You should never be making someone feel like they're crazy using the words you're using. Like, that's, you shouldn't be proud of that. Even if the like it just feels I guess my bigger like my takeaway from this is like I don't have as much of an issue about like girls going into clubs for free because of all of the shit that they have to deal with in a day-to-day basis and that like they were born into the system. But I don't like when they brag about using negative tactics. I think that's different. Existing and doing are different,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Women
Yes.
shouldn't be like, yeah, I don't know. It's a really complex topic because I have mixed feelings about
This, yeah, this is crazy.
it. First episode of the season really gets like intense.
Yeah. I didn't even think we were going to talk about this. LOL. Hey guys. We were like, we're not going to be grappling with crazy
Yeah, we
things
have no
anymore.
chance.
Wait, so I have more to
Okay,
say. I have more
respond.
to say really quick. Okay.
Yeah.
First, yeah, I feel like we're more on the same page than we think, or than it first appeared to me. Yeah, but I have a little more thoughts. I agree with the very first thing you just said, that like it's not, sorry, I forget how you worded it. Something about like it's incorrect to be like women have no role in whatever, how you phrased it. I do agree with that. I think whatever. You can't, it's also hard because you can't look at any incident in a vacuum where it's like it's all whatever, the society of it all. Also, what I have to say though about the like equality, like using the system is not like playing into the system, however you phrased it, is not like helping us, whatever, work toward a better, more equal future. Totally agree. I also think, though, it's like it comes from a place of privilege to not have to play into a system that's unfair.
Interesting. Very true.
You know what I mean?
That like you were born into an unfair system at a lower, like at a less privileged level. So like you had to figure out a way to like work the system in general. Like that's okay.
Yeah. I think that it, to be able to be like, I don't know. There are definitely instances where I've been like, yeah, no, I know this is unfair. Even if I feel like I'm just like using whatever I have. I think like, yeah, I don't know. It's a privilege to be able to be like, this system is unfair, but like, I'm not going to play into it because it's not going to help us all be equal.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's a balance when you are the underprivileged.
Okay. I still agree with that. I just want to reiterate that I think it's okay when you are making the best out of the way you live and the way you exist. I don't think it's okay when you are actively going out of your way to harm other people, however you want to define that.
Yeah.
And I think there's a difference when girls are just like getting into clubs because they're a girl and they're going to get objectified because that's how society works. Okay. Like that's how society works and it's fucked. And I wish society wasn't like that. I don't like it when girls are going out of the way to harm other people. And I don't think that, or guys or anyone, like that just is not how society should be working.
Yes.
No matter who you are.
Okay. One thing we did that, wait,
can I just
great
bring
rant.
One last, can I bring one last yes. thing that I just want to point out? And I don't think we need to go into, but I just want to call it out. One of the most interesting things from this conversation for me was, I don't know if you said manipulated or not. I don't think you would, because I don't think that's a word you use. I do believe that. I think it's interesting that my head immediately went to hearing that you flirted to get what you wanted to manipulation. Like when I, like that's, right?
Yeah.
Like, why was that my assumption? Why was it like feeling? Yeah, that was just an interesting. That could be a whole other episode. But like,
no,
that
yeah,
was
yeah,
an
yeah,
interesting
yeah, yeah.
like just note that happened in like internally for me.
Yeah, because I don't think I did use that.
I don't think you did either. I just think that that's how my brain.
Right, like the flexing it thing is annoying. Like I've known plenty of girls who I'm like, yes, go you, like. You flirted with a guy to like get into the club or like skip the line or like get free, whatever. And I'm like, yes, slay. And then I'm like, you know, ally, female power, love. But then I'm also like, it's right. It's like, oh, I manipulated him. Oh, I gaslit him, whatever. I just think that's a whole broader like discussion of like, yeah, there's a big issue a lot of the times with like, how our society is like reclaiming those words.
Yes.
Like, especially on like TikTok. Like, it's like, what are we even talking about? Like, gaslighting is used so frequently and so incorrectly that I'm just like, literally, what the fuck is happening?
And it takes power away from the people that actually said, I was gaslit. Like,
yeah, the people that need to
that,
use it.
Like, that
it.
Word was constructed because it has a lot of, like, that's a heavy word. And, like, people should take that seriously. It shouldn't be like, I gaslit him or, like, I gaslit her. Like, what? No. Like, that's not how we should be, like, using that. Yeah. And I also just want to, like, clarify. Yeah. I think reclaiming words is different than reclaiming actions. That's my bigger, like, point.
Sure.
Reclaiming
words. That's a good point.
Do that. I totally respect.
Love. But, okay. That's a good distinction. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Now that we talked
for an hour about gender hierarchy. Sorry.
I mean, oh my god, we're such goons. We keep being like, we need to make shorter episodes.
Is gonna be a 2-hour episode.
Alright.
Okay. Let's do buffaloes, yeah?
Okay. Buffalo. I have my buffalo. This is just another comment on how much Copenhagen has just got it down. At every grocery store, there's a place where you can bring bottles and put your bottle into the machine and it crushes it and recycles it and it gives you money. First of all, I save my bottles. I bring them to Netto and I get money. Wow, that's cool. Two, homeless people collect bottles, collect trash on the street, bring them in and get money. I'm not going to say they've solved homelessness. I'm not going to say they've solved the sustainability issue, but it is such a simple piece of technology that a society implemented, and it improves everyone's life. Like, I just, like, the fact that America is still being like, oh my God, like, we can compost now. It's like, guys, well, in Copenhagen, you separate your recycle seven different ways in seven different bins. Like, they just are so much farther ahead, and it's not like something that people complain about or they're like the liberals or anything like that. It's just life, and you just do it. And it's just so much respect.
It's not political.
It's not political.
It's literally, it's not political to be like, we're helping the climate.
It's just cool.
And we're helping houseless people and whatever it is.
So
yeah,
I don't know. That's my Buffalo.
Yeah. Literally Amsterdam. It's like, you get a crazy huge fine if you separate your recycling in the wrong way.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. My Buffalo is that literally right before recording. Okay, sorry, context. That place I'm staying in has really nice large communal kitchens. Like, I don't have a private kitchen, which I thought was going to be weird, and it is weird. And I think the biggest thing I've, like, this also goes into my whole, like, there's not really alone time thing. Because it's, like, I'm very used to, like, living at home over the summer, whatever. My kitchen routine was very independent and very, like, I'll wake up, I'm, like, look like shit, I go in my pajamas, I cook, whatever. Here, I've never been in a kitchen alone yet.
Whoa.
Like, just because of, like, strangers. And for the first few days, yeah, for the first few days, I was like, this is hugely annoying. Now it's becoming like kind of very nice. I could see it becoming very annoying again, like very just tiring. But first of all, like, my friends who are in this building, we all like share our dinner groceries so that we can like make communal dinners, which is so fun. And like breakfast and lunch and stuff, whatever, I do on my own. But today, like literally right before coming to record, I was making my breakfast, looking like shit, whatever, just woke up. And there's this like German couple in the kitchen. And we like start talking. They invite me to like sit with them. They both look like in their like late 20s. And we like, I literally was like late to the pod because we talked for like an hour and a half. And whoa. I was like, this is really crazy. And that's like, cool. They've never been to the US. I've never been to Germany. They were giving me like all these tips on Amsterdam because the guy like also studied here. Then it turned into a whole convo of like, oh, what did you study? And he was like, oh, AI. And I was like, oh, what the fuck? And I was talking about how I was like very scared about it. And his girlfriend was like, yeah, I hate it too. And he went into this whole thing of like, no, like the more you know about it, like the less scary it is. Like it really is just like an, and I was like, what? And he was like, no, like if you like, if like learning to code something that is artificial intelligence like really reaffirms how like mindless it is. And then he was talking about all these like applications of it to help people with disabilities. Like he was like talking about like a brain chip, for example. Mm-hmm. And I was like, literally, that's my worst nightmare. I do not want to be around when that exists. And he was like, yeah, I agree, but if you think about it in terms of like people can put like a camera in this eye and then this part of your brain, and then suddenly blind people can see again. And I was like, whoa,
aren't there surgeries that make blind people already see? Like,
yeah, but it not in like, I don't think if you're like really legally blind, I don't think
maybe it's like a different
again.
Type of blindness, I think, actually.
Yeah, I think there's different orals, whatever, not oral, optometry surgeries.
Damn,
what's the
there
word?
We go. I think, I don't know, optometrist, I think.
Sure.
Anyway, all right, let's make them up. I like making up words.
Yeah. He was talking about all these different just like applications of crazy intelligence and like how it works and like the coding side of it. And I was like, literally, good morning. Like I was like at a club 4 hours ago and I can't believe I'm here sitting with you. But it was really awesome. Like it was really like, this is why I want to be studying abroad, because there's so many people with so many different perspectives. I can't believe we're all randomly in the same place and have anything in common to talk about. Can't believe we're all talking in the same language. Like, it's very insane. So that was my buffalo, my communal kitchen.
And also, I just feel like in general, people are just so much more down to have lengthy and real conversations with you. Like, not everyone,
Yeah.
but like, it's
Yes.
kind of
No,
impressive.
like I've met a few people now, like in this kitchen atmosphere. And like talking while we're both cooking, or like they're already eating by the time I come in, whatever. My instinct is never to like sit down with them. And they'll like, everyone so far has invited me to sit down. Like in a very like, they've like
That's
cleaned up
crazy.
their table and been like, you can sit down with us if you want. Like, I was like, okay. Hey, stranger. It's just nice though. It feels very like just welcoming. Yeah. Like everything I'm doing is very foreign and strange and like not, don't have a routine yet at all. But it's been great.
I'm reminded of a really cute quote
Love.
that I'm looking up
We
real
love a
quick.
random quote.
Okay, I'm only seeing shitty ass quotes. They all are like the same one,
Okay,
which means that I
perfect.
must have made my own quote up. The quote that it's supposed to be is, "We're not strangers to our." Nope, it's not even that. I was just gonna say that like strangers aren't strangers for long.
Yeah.
Like they
Yes,
become
this
human
was like,
beings.
wait, Rufus said something
It was
about
Rufus.
strangers. It
It
was
was Rufus
Rufus.
because he was wearing the hat.
Sorry, shout out,
Oh.
yes, shout out our last
There we
episode.
go.
If you want to find the quote, you have to listen to it. He said something about like a stranger is a very like impermanent label or something.
Yeah.
I forget how he worded it, but I was
He
like,
worded it
yeah,
very well.
what? So true. Okay.
So go talk to strangers if you want.
Love. Not creepy ones.
Not creepy ones. And feel
Just
free to flirt with
good
them if you
ones.
want. Okay.
How are we
Then
ending this?
I don't know. I wanted to give a shout out, but y'all are lacking in. Actually, that's so not true. Knocklin has texted us. Give a shout out
No,
to Knocklin. I
true.
don't
Shout
know.
out Nock. We can shout out Nock. Nock sent a really, really cute voice message about our our episode where Jude had his little mental breakdown because we had no structure. And I think she and I are pretty similar in our like, I don't know, in really valuing like not having a plan and spontaneity and whatever it is. And she was just like, yeah, I love that episode because I feel like that's how the two of you like talk, like in our dorm room. And like, that's so like, it was sort of like get to know your hosts again episode. And I
Yeah.
thought that was a very cool perspective. Like, I really loved that.
And hopefully we're gonna keep heading in that direction, even with this new
Yes.
season two.
Yay! Thanks for joining us.
Yay. Wild. To a season abroad.
Yes. Wait, I'm so excited.
It's crazy. We
Dun
have some
dun
fun
dun.
ideas. I'm very excited.
Yes.
All right. All right. Thank you so much for listening, guys. We'll see you next Sunday.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.